This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A rare COVID-related illness in children has claimed two young lives in Colorado. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
The state's health department reported the deaths and says it's confirmed seven cases. The condition is called multisystem inflammatory syndrome. It primarily affects children younger than 14. Symptoms include fever, vomiting, and inflammation in body parts like the eyes, lungs, and other organs. Colorado's first cases were reported in May. The state has not released the ages of the young patients who died in order to protect family privacy, according to a spokesperson. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Governor Polis says the state is ramping up COVID testing because of a national backlog. Polis says earlier this month it took 2 days to get test results. Now there are reports of wait times that have lasted up to 12 days.
That is unacceptable. It's too late to do contact tracing, and it's already spread. And that's why we as Colorado are going to be taking matters into our own hands and expanding our state lab capacity and bringing additional in-state private lab partners online.
Polis says Colorado has new contracts with six lab companies and a South Korean manufacturer to expand capacity. The state is averaging just over 10,000 tests a day. 95 degrees with sunshine in Pueblo, 90 and mostly cloudy in Denver, 88 and sunny in Grand Junction, 88 mostly cloudy for Colorado Springs. This is CPR.